Welcome to Parents Perspective. Kenny was a survivor of very early and severe physical abuse and was adopted by his current family as a toddler. He was an active child demanding a great deal of parental attention. Also gentle and sensitive, he loved animals, but he struggled academically, and as a result of his learning difficulties in early reading and writing, he was easily frustrated. He expressed his negative feelings through aggressive and oppositional behaviors that affected his relationships with his family, teachers, and peers. Having difficulty regulating his feelings in relationships, he tended to be either aggressive or totally withdrawn. At about age 10, he would leave the house at night and be gone for hours. He enjoyed playing alone but did not participate successfully in any organized recreational activities. He was diagnosed with ADHD, learning disabilities, bipolar disorder, and oppositional defiant disorder. For the 6 months prior to coming to a therapeutic camp, he was refusing to attend school. This is the story of a real child. From a parent's perspective, how can a camp experience help a child like Kenny with so many kinds of problems? I'm Sandy Burt.
And I'm Linda Perlis. Our guest has had years of experience with just such kids and with camp experiences designed especially for them. Dr. Saul N. Lieberman is a licensed clinical psychologist who is also clinical director of Camp Attaway in Howard County, Maryland. He has over 20 years of experience working with children in clinical, educational, and therapeutic camp settings. He's experienced in the evaluation of intellectual, psychological, and learning problems. Dr. Lieberman also has clinical expertise as an individual, group, and family psychotherapist. He's consulted with schools and community agencies in the areas of program and treatment planning, and he is the father of three beautiful children. Welcome to Parents Perspective, Dr. Lieberman.
Thank you for having me.
Would you tell us what is a therapeutic camp?
Sure. I think it starts when years ago, as I was starting out as a child psychologist, parents would ask me what to do with their youngster during the summer. It's a long stretch of time, of unstructured time. And for many of the children that I was working with, they had some failures with previous summer camps or during the school year getting along with other children in leisure time activities. And that was the impetus for thinking about Camp Attaway. There's this recognized need, and so therefore Camp Attaway was founded. It was founded with a dual mission to help children have a positive experience through having fun and learning and practicing new ways to express their feelings and to get along with others. This is done in small groups at Camp Attaway. It's done with a staff-to-child ratio of 1 to 2.
Wow.
Additionally, we provide a parent education support group, as well as provide a counselor and training program for the children who graduate through Camp Attaway. That, we see, is a therapeutic camp.
What does the support group do for the families?
The parent education support group is led by a licensed clinical social worker. The group meets in the evenings through the camp experience, and it provides support for parents where parents are not feeling isolated. They feel like there are other parents who have also experienced similar kinds of concerns and challenges with their children. It also provides an opportunity for parents to learn some new strategies in parenting through receiving feedback from other parents as well as from the leader of the group.
Can you give a profile of the kind of kids that you usually work with? Obviously, the Kenny kind seems like a real extreme. He's got a million things going on. Is this normal for the kinds of kids that you have?
It is. Every child who comes to Camp Attaway has a story to tell. When I think about children that come to Camp Attaway, I think about it in terms of four broad categories. Children who come to Camp Attaway typically have difficulty following directions, difficulty staying on task, difficulty managing their feelings, difficulties getting along with other children. So if a child can attend a mainstream camp, a program that's offered in the community, that's where the child ought to be. We're working with children, again, who've had histories of failure in these community programs.
How do these children learn from other children who also have problems? In other words, you don't have a norm of behavior that you would like out there for them to model.
Well, that's a good question. It's often asked of parents. Each child has strengths and challenges, and putting kids together as a clinician, I try not to think about all children in sort of a homogeneous kind of grouping, you know, trying to think about children in terms of their different interests, their different strengths, and sort of putting kids together in groups that are heterogeneous so they can learn from each other. The focus of Camp Attaway is to really accentuate their gifts and to focus on the positives that they provide. And given the structure of Camp Attaway, there are many opportunities for the children to shine.
Would you take us through a schedule of an average day?
Sure. We think of what children need, and they really need routine, rhythm. And so there's a real important part of an experience at camp that really has a rhythm to it. We really focus on beginnings, middles, and endings to each activity, to each day, and again through the week and through the whole life of camp. So given that children have difficulties with transition, change, this is something that we really address each part of the day. So children come to camp roughly about 9 o'clock in the morning. They come in. We have a time where they play games with the staff as a community of Camp Attaway. And then eventually about 9:30 or so, the children, most of them are there by that time, and then they break up into their small groups. At that time, they have a chance to talk about how their morning has gone, and it's called morning chat. And at that time, staff really get a real reading, a barometer on sort of how the children are doing. It gives them an emotional reading of where they're at.
Are those groups the same every day that they break up into?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
How big are those groups?
They vary in size from 6 to 8 children in each group. They're composed of children that are chronologically, developmentally in the same age range. After morning chat, we move on to the activities of the day, and typically the day is composed of playing games, going outside and playing some sort of sports game. We have a very strong arts and crafts program that's led by a resident art therapist who comes into the program on a weekly basis. We also swim just about every day, and then one day a week we go rock climbing. And we finish the day with a daily chat in the afternoon where we review how the children are doing in their small groups. And then we come together as a total camp community and we acknowledge children through what we call the camper of the day, where the child in each group shows his or her personal best and is recognized in the whole camp community.
Now, does that mean that only one child in each group gets recognized each time?
That's correct.
But that must be quite a challenge for the other children who are needy and so forth and so on.
It is, and we try to help children recognize it's not about winning and losing. It's about really what each child is demonstrating throughout the day, and they're demonstrating their personal best. We, as a staff, recognize each child's personal best over the life of the camp, so each child has a chance to have that experience.
It has nothing to do with winning the game or being the champion at the sport, which is very different from most camps.
That's correct.
We'll take a short break now and be right back to continue our discussion on therapeutic camp.
The popular new book, Raising a Successful Child, Discover and Nurture Your Child's Talents, by Sandra Burt and Linda Perlis, is available at all major bookstores and on the web.
Welcome back to Parents Perspective. We are talking with Dr. Saul Lieberman about therapeutic camp. What kinds of goals do you have for your campers by the time the summer is over or the camp period is over? What do you want for them to have accomplished?
We really look at sharing with parents, with children, with staff, the goal of having fun. It sounds sort of trite in one regard, but for the children we're working with, that's not something they can draw on their experiences and really recognize from their previous camps or summer or school experiences, where they can really say, I had fun doing this. So fun and being safe. There's a lot that goes into that. And so when we set the goals with that in mind, we talk with parents before camp and we talk with them about what they would like us to work towards at camp. We talk with staff those first few days and we identify goals for the children. We talk to the campers in those first few days and have them identify individual goals that they're working on. And we also have goals for staff that they're working on, as many of our staff are either pursuing degrees or have degrees or who are working professionals in the field of special education, counseling, and psychology. So we try to really promote their growth through the Camp Attaway experience. Just sort of an update regarding Kenny. One of his parents' primary goals was for Kenny to attend camp regularly and punctually, and that was critically important given his recent history of school refusal. This goal was largely met as his attendance was excellent. Staff learned that speaking to Kenny firmly but not in a confrontational way was most successful in gaining his trust and compliance. Both Kenny and his parents reflected positively on the camp experience and expressed the desire to return. Over the course of the camp session, Kenny became less demanding and dependent of staff attention and became more involved in the peer group interactions, making friends that lasted beyond the camp session and resulted in playdates later in the summer. The positive experience at camp carried over into the school year, and initial reports indicated that Kenny has made a good adjustment, is attending school, and making friends.
Great.
That's a good wonderful news. Outcome.
Yeah.
You mentioned fun and safety. I've got to ask you about rock climbing.
Two mothers
I'm
here
sure
going,
they,
oh, no.
Yes, and I had a letter years ago from one of my kids who was away at an overnight camp.
Yes.
And we got a postcard saying, and my favorite activity is cliff jumping. And nearly had heart failure.
Well, that's a good question about our rock climbing. It's indoor rock climbing. It is done at a wonderful rock climbing facility here in Howard County, Maryland, called Earth Treks. We've been working with them for about 7 years, and they are absolutely wonderful. They're indoor rock climbing walls. The children are harnessed. They are helmeted. They are on rope by the experienced staff at Earth Treks. And in our 7 years of doing the rock climbing, we have been injury-free.
All right. Better than we can say with things like bicycles and so forth.
That's correct.
How long is a camp session?
Camp Attaway runs for 3 weeks. We are a nonprofit organization, which means we really try to secure funding for campers to come, campers and families to be able to afford Camp Attaway. So through generous gifts and donations and through foundations and corporations, we're able to fund Camp Attaway. It is a 3-week camp. We have some long-term vision of, and also feedback from parents, is we need to run this a second, third-week session. So that is one of our goals.
How many campers during that 3-week period?
We have been working the last few years at filling the camp at 25 to 30 children. We can easily double that number. But again, it costs a lot of money. It's a major financial endeavor to run Camp Attaway.
Do you see any spillover from that short a period to when they start school or the rest of the summer or whatever?
We do. And we really try very hard to stay in contact with parents who would like us to disseminate information to schools, to mental health professionals who are working with the children throughout the school year. So we do follow up with some families, and we receive feedback from parents, not only during the camp experience of the 3 weeks, where parents will let us know we've noticed changes in our children's behavior at home as a result of camp, but also follow through in terms of children going on to other camps during the rest of the summer, where there's been some generalization of the behavior, the positive experience at Camp Attaway to subsequent mm-hmm. camps. And we've received that feedback.
How do you measure progress?
We measure it a number of different ways. I'm reminded of one of our youngsters who came to camp at age 9, and he came to camp with an assortment of difficulties, behavior problems, socialization issues, and he continued to come back to Camp Attaway as a 9-year-old, 10-year-old, 11-year-old, 12-year-old, 13-year-old, became a counselor in training for 3 years, came back as a senior counselor in training, and then last year came back as a volunteer as a senior in high school and has done remarkably well. He is attending a local university and has declared psychology as his major. His parents and this youngster owe a lot to Camp Attaway for helping this youngster turn around. That's one kind of neat story to share, that he was at camp for 9 years. We do a lot of evaluating. We meet with parents of every child that comes to Camp Attaway before camp starts. So we get some baseline information about the child. We get to look at individual education plans of children from school. We receive feedback from folks who are working with the youngsters just to get some sense of where they are before camp and what kinds of goals they would like us to address. During camp, we keep information on the children daily. The staff writes notes on each camper daily. The children identify goals that they evaluate themselves on each day through a chart that we use with the kids. We also have the Camper of the Day award that we talked about earlier. At the end of camp, we do a post-camp feedback with each parent and each child. They give us feedback through a formal written evaluation of the program and how their youngster has done, as well as the feedback on the parent group that they have participated in. So we measure goals through parent evaluation, child self-reporting, as well as staff observation of the children.
It sounds like you and your partner are quite accessible as well.
We are there each day. Dr. David Cooper, my colleague and co-director of Camp Attaway, he's an associate professor at the University of Maryland in the Department of Special Education. He is there and brings a lot of expertise to the camp as well as supervision of the staff.
Are you all available for parents to check in with after camp is over and after the formal sessions are over? Do parents call you and say, listen, I'm trying to decide about this or that for my child. What do you think?
Absolutely. We are a 3-week program, but we are available to parents 52 weeks of the year. We have attended school meetings for their children regarding individual education plans. We have shared those. We have reviewed those plans with parents. We have helped parents navigate through the school system in terms of when they've had concerns about how to get service and how to receive support through school. So we are there.
How do you choose a child to be in that environment? It sounds like there are many more children than you can possibly take.
Right. If a child can attend a camp in the community, that's where he or she needs to be. That's an important criteria. And many parents who call me initially, you know, will say, well, I'm not sure. And then I'll talk with the parent over the phone and say, well, has the child had some success during the school year and some social activity with other children or in previous summers? If a child is on the fence, and that happens often, I will invite the parent to come into my office with the child, meet with the parent, get some developmental history, talk with the parent at length about what's going on with the child at that moment, and also then have an opportunity to meet with the child in my office and at that point make a determination. Since we've been doing the camp, this is our 12th summer doing the camp, we have a pretty good idea of the profile of a youngster who comes to Camp Attaway.
We'll take a short break now and be right back to finish our discussion on therapeutic camp.
For an audio CD of any parent's perspective show, send a check or money order for $15 with your name, mailing address, and phone number to Parents Perspective, P.O. Box 42283, Washington, D.C. 20015.
Welcome back to Parents Perspective. We're talking with Dr. Saul N. Lieberman about therapeutic camp. Will you tell us what you have learned personally from your years directing a therapeutic camp? I would imagine it's pretty much of a growth experience for you as well.
Oh, well, that's been a wonderful part of this journey. What I've learned is that there's a really great need for this population of children who have emotional and behavior difficulties. We serve children in 6 counties, midway between Washington and Baltimore, and we serve children coming from each of the sort of surrounding cities. Parents, we learned a lot about parents over the years. Parents of these children are working very, very hard. We are very appreciative of their effort and the energy that they put in. In terms of the children, what they've taught me is they all have their story and they all have unique gifts. And in many of their settings, whether it be at home or at school in the community, they don't have an opportunity to really share those gifts with people. And I think the structure of Camp Attaway and the atmosphere for them to share these gifts and for us to help them to recognize these gifts and to validate what they do as really good work and demonstrate some really good aspects of their life has been a wonderful experience because they come in with some amazing histories, but yet we're able to sort of draw on their positives as well. Another aspect of Camp Attaway is it's been a very expensive financial endeavor to run this camp. And part of the learning about that has been that there are some wonderful people out in the community. They're quite altruistic and do really want to support programs like Camp Attaway. It's just making sure that we can find those people and they can find us. For example, the first year we ran the camp, we were having difficulty getting funding for it. And so there was somebody who was very generous, and he said to us, "How much is your budget for the first year?" And we told him, and he pulled out his checkbook and wrote a check for the first year of funding for Camp Attaway. And it's just a wonderful story. And from there, we were able to get going and get funded through a lot of different wonderful corporations and foundations. Working with community agencies, we really work with the agencies that are out there, not only to save some money, but also to partner with them in providing service for children. So programs like County Parks and Recreation have been a vital part of our being able to work. Working with the Board of Education has been generally a pretty good experience, and working with Department of Social Services, they've been really helpful in identifying children and working with us to make sure children come to Camp Attaway.
All over the country, could people turn to those kinds of organizations to try to find some sort of program that resembles this?
I believe so. The folks in the school system, whether they be school psychologists or guidance counselors, really do keep a finger on the pulse of what kinds of resources are out in the community. So many of the children who come to Camp Attaway come via a parent calling and saying the school psychologist or the counselor told us about your program. And so it would be really wise for parents out there to check with the schools and hear what good programs are out there.
What would you want parents to know about this whole subject?
I think it's real important for parents to know, at least about Camp Attaway, that we really want their children to experience fun in a safe atmosphere. We want them to know that we focus on the positives. We want parents to know they're not going to get a telephone call from us to pick up their child because we can't manage their child. That has not happened in our 11 years of providing Camp Attaway. I think that provides parents a real sense of relief and comfort to know that their child is being well taken care of. I think that parents of Camp Attaway, it's important for them to know that we have a very committed, passionate, energetic staff of folks who are working at Camp Attaway, who are very committed to this field of working with children. And we have many returning staff, and their children are being well taken care of and provided a lot of good guidance and direction and support.
What would you want parents in all the different places that we've got listeners to know about therapeutic camps in general? I know parents have a hard time when they've got kids that really need special attention, and there's a feeling of desperation and a feeling of aloneness.
Well, I think that it's important for parents in finding out about a program like Camp Attaway would be to make sure that they get as much information and work in unison with the staff, ask questions, talk with the staff on a daily basis if need be. But it really does, as the saying goes, it really does take a village to raise a child. And this youngster with special needs, it's even more so.
The reassuring comment you made about, don't worry, you're not going to get a phone call from us, come and get your child, has to be music to the ears of many, many of these families.
It is, and we pride ourselves on that. Children are taken care of, and the parents are relieved and very appreciative.
I guess the most important message is there is help out there, and don't think you have to go it alone.
That's correct, yeah.
What resources would you suggest for our listeners who want to further pursue some of the issues that we've talked about?
One of the agencies out there that I think is real helpful is the National Alliance for Mental Illness. It's known as NAMI, N-A-M-I. They are located throughout the country. They have local chapters. I would encourage parents to tap that resource for during the school year, as well as finding out about programs for their children during the summer. I think public schools are a wonderful resource. They have their finger on the pulse of what's going on in the community. And working with Parks and Recreation through the different counties, I think, also offer a wealth of programs for children who cross the spectrum with special needs. I think universities in families' areas, they may have a Department of Special Education, such as the University of Maryland at College Park, as a Department of Special Education, parents could call and say, I have a child with special needs. What kinds of resources are available? So other universities or community colleges would be a good resource for parents. And then finally, parents could certainly get in touch with us through our website, which is campattaway.org. And we receive emails throughout the country from parents who ask questions about our program and can help direct us, and we'll certainly try to help them as well. We are also looking for resources. We're looking for a permanent home for Camp Attaway and expand our program. We are looking for a bus. We are looking for staff who are interested in working in a wonderful program like Camp Attaway. We're also looking for people who would like to serve on our board. These are ways that parents and people in the community can also help in growing Camp Attaway.
Would you spell Attaway?
Sure. Camp Attaway is A-T-T-A-W-A-Y.
Like Attaway, way to go.
Attaway, that's the way.
Okay.
Well, this has been a very informative conversation, and Dr. Lieberman, we are just so pleased that you could be with us today to help us learn more about therapeutic camps.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
Our gift for our first caller is an autographed copy of The Little Book, a special book of stories and anecdotes for families of children with special needs. Just call us toll-free at 1-800-791-8573 with your name and mailing address. That's 1-800-791-8573 with your name and mailing address. And please spell anything that's not obvious. That's a big help to us. Okay. And mention show number 325 and tell us, if you can, what station you're listening to.
Visit our website, www.parentsperspective.org. That's www.parentsperspective.org, where you can even listen to a show of your choice. This is Sandy Burt and Linda Perlis. We're glad you could share Parents' Perspective. Today's program was made possible with generous support from Bonneville International. Our sound engineer is Drew Chapp. Music for this program was composed and performed by Jonathan Burt.